Nashville, Tennessee, the Tennessee House of Representatives passed legislation on Thursday that would allow private citizens and organizations to refuse to recognize homosexual marriages, in a major challenge to the LGBT movement. House Bill 1473, which cleared the state house 68-24 with overwhelming support from Republicans, would exempt banks, medical institutions, and other private entities from recognizing what the bill refers to as a purported marriage between individuals of the same sex. The bill additionally states that government officials may not face discipline or sanctions for declining to celebrate or officiate at a marriage or commitment ceremony that falls outside the definition of marriage provided in this code. The legislation pushes back against Obergefell v. Hodges, the 2015 Supreme Court decision that legalized homosexual marriage nationwide. Private citizens and organizations are not bound by the 14th Amendment or by the Supreme Court's purported interpretation of the 14th Amendment in Obergefell v. Hodges. House Bill 1473 says all Republicans in the Tennessee House voted for the measure, while all Democrats voted against it. It was the U.S. Supreme Court, on June 26, 2015, that overstepped its bounds and invented this right to marriage of individuals of the same sex, despite there being no support whatsoever in the language of the 14th Amendment for that proposition, said Republican State Representative Gina Balso, who introduced the bill. According to local news, the court decided to redefine something that Almighty God had not given that court the authority to redefine. Republican Representative Monty Fritz also said, the bill now has to pass the Republican-controlled state Senate, where it is being considered in the Judiciary Committee. The overwhelming majority of Tennesseans already affirm what we have known for all of history: marriage is between one man and one woman, Balso said in a press release, referring to Tennessee's 2006 Marriage Protection Amendment, which passed with 81% of the vote. This legislation protects religious liberty in the volunteer state by clarifying that private citizens can never be forced to recognize any other definition. I'm grateful to my Republican colleagues for standing with me to defend the common sense values that have shaped our state and nation, he added. The Party for Socialism and Liberation is hosting protests this weekend in Knoxville in opposition to the bill's passage. According to WBIR, Tennessee is known for taking action against LGBT ideology in recent years. The state has banned chemical and surgical gender transitions for minors, gender-confused males in female K-12 and college sports, drag shows in front of children, and more. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee signed a law in 2024 allowing officials to refuse to solemnize so-called marriages between homosexuals. The passage of House Bill 1473 comes amid growing backlash against homosexuality and the LGBT movement, with support for homosexual marriage declining significantly among Republican voters and the American public, according to recent polling. Homosexual activity also radically contradicts Christian values, which most Tennesseans profess to support, and on which the United States was founded. The Bible condemns homosexuality as an abomination, a mortal sin, and a sin that cries out to heaven for vengeance. The Catholic Church teaches that homosexual activity is gravely sinful and intrinsically disordered, and the legislation attempting to equate homosexual unions with marriage is gravely unjust. There are absolutely no grounds for considering homosexual unions to be in any way similar, or even remotely analogous, to God's plan for marriage and family, the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith taught in a 2003 document approved by Pope St. John Paul II. Raising children in a homosexual household, deprived of a mother or a father, would actually mean doing violence to these children, stresses the document, which was issued by then Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, later Pope Benedict XVI. Indeed, homosexual marriage is particularly harmful to children, as demonstrated by several cases in the last few years of homosexuals arrested for abusing adopted children, trying to obtain children to abuse them, or otherwise committing child abuse.